Well, welcome to another episode of the Farquhar Podcast. I'm going to talk today about football briefly, and then we're going to transition into talk about men's basketball, which has been on an absolute tear. Cover women's basketball, and I think it's going to be just a great one. And look also ahead to the FCF's playoffs that will be involving UIW and Southeastern Louisiana. I'm going to start off with football, of course, the news, which came out a little earlier. I was going to cover this a bit earlier in the week, but some personal things kept me from releasing that episode. But the big news from Northwestern football is Coach Brad Laird was extended for another year of his contract. There were some mixed reactions regarding this. On a personal note, I felt it was a good move. Others did not. I don't think there's any wrong opinion or invalid opinion. I'll give you my thoughts on why I think that's good, and then I'll give the rebuttal thoughts. I don't think it's fair to present just one side of the story on this. My thoughts on why it's good is I think Coach Laird came into a really bad situation. I think the program was in shambles once he got here. Then right after he starts to get to build his program, we get hit with COVID. That season gets cut short. And if you watch that COVID year, we were in pretty much every game. You know, national champion Sam Houston, we were within one score of them. Nichols was a play or two away from us beating those guys. And that was a very good Nichols team, a veteran Nichols squad. So I think that really hurt Northwestern. I think we could have accomplished a lot more if it would have been a normal season with some tune-up games. And of course, after that, you go with a quick turnaround right back to another season. And again, having a young team, I think, really hurt us. And then you come to this season where we lose our offensive coordinator 2 weeks before season, never replace him. So that puts us behind the eight ball, in my opinion. And seeing the improvement we had from that Grambling game until the end of the year, I thought there was some positive improvement, so I have no issues with Coach Laird getting at least one more year to try and right the ship. Now, with that said, normally when you do get a coach with a one-year contract extension, it normally means there's a set of criteria that is normally known beforehand about this is what you have to do to stay on as coach. I'm imagining the same is there. The results have not been acceptable so far, not what we demand at Northwestern, so there'll be definitely need marked improvement. Now, the criticisms which kind of go into that, which I understand as well, is one, his head coaching record isn't great, and we were blown out against every good team we played, being, Southeastern beat us 23-7, UIW, top 60 on us. We were manhandled against Southeast Missouri. Grambling, which wasn't a good team, manhandled us. Montana manhandled us. So when you look at those games, it's very clear to see there is an issue with us in big games, and that hurts attendance. And that's another criticism, is attendance at Turpin is really bad, and there's no denying that. It's really frustrating to see the lack of attendance at football, and I don't think it's necessarily a case of marketing, even though you could always improve on that. I think it's pure and simple. It's just winning. Fans aren't going to come if they're not going to be given a good product. And if you're a fan from Shreveport or Baton Rouge or Monroe, you're not going to take that hour-plus long ride drive into Natchitoches to see us down by 30, 40 points at halftime, which has happened. And every time we play a good team, we seem to just get throttled. And until that improves, I just don't see the attendance going up. Now, I understand that criticism, and I think it's very valid. With Northwestern State, you should at least demand that you're competitive in every game. Not saying you're going to win every game, not saying you're going to go down to Missoula and beat Montana, but you should be able to go to Missoula and at least be competitive. You should be able to have Southeast Missouri come in and be competitive. You should be able to play Grambling and be competitive. Same with UIW. You should at least be able to hang with them for a little while. And to get blown out is not acceptable, so I think our next step in the process, I always believe when you look at rebuilding a program, you have steps, which starts all the way at the bottom of first, field a team that just plays fundamentally good football, beat the lower teams, then after that, be competitive with the middle of the pack, then beat middle of the pack, then be competitive with the top dogs, and beat the top dogs. Right now, I think we're competitive with middle of the pack teams. I can't even say we're beating middle of the pack teams, because of the teams we defeated this year, none of them, I would say, rose above being poor teams. So there's a lot to accomplish next year. I do trust Coach Laird. I think he is a good coach. I think, he's got budget constrictions, resources that put us kind of at a disadvantage to other FCS schools, especially the Texas ones and even some in-state ones. So we're going to have to get better funding for football. I do think that's imperative that we get the resources and find ways to raise more money, get more fans in the Terrapin, which will obviously help that, and you know, turn this thing around. But end of the day, you know, this is pretty much make or break next year. And you know, personal bias, I hope it works out for Coach Laird. I'm a fan of his, but we definitely need to see improvement. Going to take a quick break, then come back and talk about men's and women's basketball. What more can be said about the NSU basketball team except it has been an improbable run? Coach Gibson, one of the best turnarounds I think you'll ever see in college basketball. After the Illinois State game, I said I thought it was really important for a team to capitalize on success. You know, we beat TCU, don't follow it up a loss to Illinois State. Now you beat Illinois State, don't follow it up in our loss. Build that momentum, get the fans engaged, get the fans involved where people want to see you play. And we go to Central Arkansas, which is a really talented squad, controlled the game most of the way. Late in the game, Central Arkansas hits a miraculous three-pointer to tie the game at 64-64, last second Hail Mary shot. It goes in, and it's one of those things that worries you, especially as a young team. You know, you've had the momentum of beating TCU, had a tough game on the road at Illinois State, now you're back on the road against Central Arkansas. You're winning the whole game, and all of a sudden, right at the end, furious rally. You know, congrats to Central Arkansas for that comeback. It was really special for them. And then for them, they hit that and take the momentum. And then they come out in overtime, score the first points of overtime. They lead 66-64. A lot of teams are going to fold in that situation because that momentum's gone. Poof. It's no longer existing. But the thing I was impressed with was the Demons fought back, scored the last 10 points of overtime, won 74-66, and then had to turn around the next day against a scrappy Bethune-Cookman team, won that one 69-66, which was really awesome to see. And then last night, won a road to William R. Johnson Coliseum against Stephen F. Austin. And I know Stephen F. Austin is, you know, they're a little down this year in basketball, but in my opinion, they're still one of the best programs in the area, and that's considered Power 5 and everything in between. But in that Coliseum, there's still that mystique with the Lumberjacks where you don't just go in to Nacogdoches and eke out a win. You have to be a really solid squad, even on an off year for SFA, to get that win. And the Demons, you know, they were down 33-31 at the break. I think scored the last 5 or 6 points of the half to cut it down to that, which I thought was integral because when you could go in halftime down one possession as opposed to three or four, it just changes your mentality. And then in the second half, Demons went on a furious rally. One of the more impressive things in this game is Stephen F. Austin has a tremendous defense. And in the first half, they were doing a great job when Smart would go in. That's like when Sharp would go in and Isaac Caney would try and drive in. They would just collapse the defense. Closed down a passing lane, did a great job. In the second half, the Demons were able to open that up. And Demons dropped 71 points in the second half. Now, conversely, they gave up 63. But whenever you can score 102 points in William R. Johnson Coliseum and steal one from the Lumberjacks, I think it bodes really well for you. The thing I liked the most about this was Stephen F. Austin is one of those programs that when you play them at home, you know, at Stephen F. Austin, and they have a chance to bury you, they have a chance to get back in the game and win, they're one of those teams that they find ways to win at the end of games. And you don't leave the door open, and we did. We missed a couple shots, we gave them some easy looks inside, and Stephen F. Austin, to their credit, you know, they went full Tom Brady mode on us, full Steph Curry mode, where end of the game, they started whittling it down, I think got it down to 4 points, maybe 2 points at once, but I know definitely 4 points at the end of that game. It felt like one of those games where, okay, they're going to make some stops, they're going to pull out the win. Really disappointing. But Demons persevered. They fought through that. And to do that against SFA at SFA speaks volumes about the character of this team and how much they believe. And you could just tell the Demons on the court really feel that they're going to win every game. They have that swagger right now that's good to see. And another thing I like, and the first guy to say, DeMarcus Sharp, 34 points. 8 of 16 shooting, finished with 7 assists. So you get 34 points, 7 assists. That's pretty awesome. 12 points for Haney, Black with 11, 17 for Reggie Hill, Prim with 12, 11 for Hampton. So it goes around, and then you look at, you know, the other box scores, and you're seeing different players step up, multiple people scoring, and that's good to see. In fact, Haney in this game struggled in the first half, but he came back to second half, I thought, played well. Something said on kind of on the broadcast, they mentioned about Northwestern drawing, and I saw some Lumberjack fans kind of upset about the way Northwestern acted. I'll be honest, I didn't see anything. If there was something like that, I can safely say that that's something Northwestern doesn't tolerate, but I didn't see anything out of the normal. I didn't see anything other than normal trash talk that goes on in every game, but you know, definitely I didn't see anything on that one. And you know, I went back and watched the game, and you know, most of all, it's just a little trash talk between teams, but nothing unusual. So, you know, if anybody does know that there was something more than just trash talk, please contact us, you know, on Twitter at Forkham Podcast. You know, let Northwestern fans know, because obviously it's something we don't tolerate. But, you know, I haven't seen anything. And, you know, from what I've seen, this Northwestern team has been great ambassadors for NSU and, you know, fantastic squad. On to the Lady Demon side. It's hard to get a read on this team. We're 2-4 right now, but it played some tough teams. Oklahoma State, LSU, really good teams. Oklahoma. So we played right now two ranked teams, and 15th ranked LSU, 23rd ranked Oklahoma. Oklahoma kind of smushed us 88-45. The schedule opens up in December, where we have five games. And for the Lady Demons, I look at this month right here will tell us, I think, more about the quality of our team than the beginning parts of the season, as we have a Champion Christian at 1 p.m. on Sunday, UL Monroe on Saturday, December 10th, so a week off between those two games, then return that Wednesday, travel to Tarleton State, travel to Tulsa, and then finish off on December 30th, which will be a Friday against A&M Corpus Christi to start Southland Conference play. But I think those five games right now will really tell the story about Northwestern State women's basketball. I'm still a big fan of Coach Nims. I think she does a great job. I think we're going to do well. But again, this is one of those things where it's hard to get a read when you're playing so many teams that are just, you know, so much different than you. And, you know, with women's basketball, I find, especially more than anything else, is the gap between the top 25 and the rest of the nation just seems to be larger than almost any other sport, and that's tough to see. One thing I'd like to see the Lady Demons improve upon is just our shooting percentage. Right now, we're only shooting 32% per game, which isn't good. I really think we need to be around the 40 to 45% range. And granted, a lot of that is just the teams we play, you know, Southern University, LSU, Oklahoma, you know, they're all really good defensive ball clubs. So I'm not putting too much stock in it. Now, if we're still shooting at a 32% rate in December, I'll be worried. But I think we're going to be okay. You know, I'm confident in this team. I think one thing I like more about this team than last year is that I think our passes are doing a lot better. I think we're getting better looks, some better open shots. In fact, against LSU, if you watch the game, we had a lot of open three-pointers. We just couldn't hit them. But I like the way we're moving the ball. I think we have a different approach offensively this year. I found last year we drove in the lane pretty much every possession, it felt like, and teams start figuring out. This year, I think we're kind of varying our attack. Sometimes we'll drive in. Sometimes we'll kick it out to the wings. We'll get some back cuts every now and then. I like the way we're looking. And again, I think it's going to take time, but I'm really, really hopeful about this one. To finish up, the last thing we'll talk about is the FCS playoffs. Both UIW and Southeastern are in the playoffs. It's going to be interesting. Now, the really interesting thing with UIW that made news very recently, actually yesterday, was that their head coach will be leaving. And that's always kind of an interesting thing, especially before a playoff. Now, you see that in FBS sometimes when a coach will leave right before a bowl game, but normally you don't see someone leave before a championship appearance. And G.J. Kenny, really good coach. You know, can't say nothing bad about him as far as his coaching style. I've criticized things on him, but like I've said before, when I have this, my criticisms of UIW, it's like saying you don't like the curtains in a really nice house. So Kenny's going to leave. Whoever's taking over for UIW, they're going to have an absolute, you know, wealth of talent on their hands. And I see UIW being a force for a long time. They'll be playing Furman. Furman's a really tough team coming in at 10-2. I think had Kenny not announced he was leaving, I would have picked UIW by about 30. But with him leaving, it does concern me that UIW will be distracted. And if you look at their schedule for Furman, that's a good team. Their only two losses were to Clemson, 35-12, and 34-27 against Stanford. They have some big wins across the board on that. So I think this is a really solid squad. They're got a good defensive unit. They can put up some points. Whether they can keep pace with UIW remains to be seen, and the effects of Kenny leaving remains to be seen as well. On the other side, you have Southeastern Louisiana. They will be going on to play Samford, and that's going to be another fun game to watch, another interesting game to watch as well. They defeated Idaho 45-42. Idaho had a chance to tie the game late in the game, but missed the field goal when the kicker slipped. And, you know, snuck out with a win. Now they're going to come up against a very good Samford football team. And with Southeastern, I think the big question for them is really just consistency. I find their offense, defense, both sides, they don't play at a consistent level all the time. You know, defensively, they're adapt to give up big plays every now and then. Offensively, they're kind of adapt to, you know, they'll look really good for a couple of stretches and they'll go three or four series where they just seem out of sorts. So I think they're going to have to play much more consistent to knock off Samford. And if you do look at Samford football, again, they come in with one loss on a season. That was to Georgia, 33-0. And I don't think you can hold anybody, FCS, you can't hold that against anyone to lose to Georgia. But you look up and down the lineup, they've got some good ones. Now, they had some close calls. Mercer almost knocked them off. They've had some tough looks on there. And if you look, the one interesting game, of course, Samford played Furman. They defeated Furman 34-27. But if you look at Furman's schedule, they had a lot more success against every other team than Samford. So I think both Southland Conference teams will have a really tough challenge on their hand. Going to be, again, fun to watch. And I do wish the best of luck to both Southeastern and UIW. You know, it looks better for the conference when teams are better. And you look at also basketball, we were talking about earlier, Southland Conference basketball looks really, really good right now. And that'll do for this week. I do thank you for listening. I apologize for lateness getting it out. Again, had some personal things I had to deal with regarding a family member. It's doing good now, but I do appreciate the concern given to me online regarding that. And I do appreciate everybody for listening. Going to be a good week this week. Of course, Demon Basketball hosting Southern Miss Sunday at 3:30. That should be a great crowd over in Prather. You know, having Southern Miss in, that's a name program. I think it's going to really ignite the fan base, and I really think we're going to have a great crowd on hand for that one. And, of course, Southern Miss, they've been on a tear as well. They're a good basketball team. It's going to be fun to see. Again, can we keep that momentum? And it's one of those things, you're going to have a good crowd there because of who it is, because of your success. Can you go further than that? And I think that'll be fun. Of course, the Lady Demons, they'll play before the game on Sunday against Champion Christian. So hopefully people will show out for both teams. Looking forward to it. Hope you have a great week. Stay safe if you're going to any of the Demon games. Please drive carefully. Have a great week. Have a great December. Christmas time in the air. Hope you enjoy it. Stay safe. As always, Farkum Demons.